The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
What's the latest on the Massachusetts State Trooper accused of jerking off at a Luke Bryan concert? I know.
I remember that story.
You put Chuck at a Luke Bryan concert, he'll find it hard not to touch himself.
Yeah, it's true. With a noose. Yep.
Yeah, that's
so true. I will put that right around my neck and jump off something high.
Did not
Boy,
expect
do
that.
I hate this kind of music.
He does not like Luke Bryan.
It is a crazy thought to think, first of all, a state trooper would be the guy allegedly doing this, but second, that someone would jerk off at a country show? Unless that happens all the time. I just don't go to country shows. So I feel like
that happens a lot.
Probably does.
Maybe semen's flying everywhere at country shows.
Probably.
Who knows? Just the panties fly right off when you hear music like this. But what's the latest on that trooper accused of jerking it at a Luke Bryan show? Let's find out here. The update now from WCVB-TV in Boston.
This all stems from an incident at a Luke Bryan concert here at Gillette Stadium in June of 2019. The trooper who succeeded in having his criminal case dismissed has now resigned from the state police.
This is Trooper Andrew Patterson at the Luke Bryan concert in June of 2019. He was charged with lewd, wanton, and lascivious conduct after allegedly masturbating in his seat during intermission.
First of all, these accusations are wholeheartedly false.
A judge dismissed the case last November using the BRAVE Act, a diversion program that allows veterans to have their criminal charges dismissed if they're clinically diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, substance abuse disorder, or serious mental illness connected to their military service.
I've fought for our country overseas.
A state police spokesperson tells Five Investigates, Trooper Patterson resigned from the department and has been discharged. Per our policy, I can only confirm that he was discharged, not the type of discharge. Trooper Patterson resigned as internal affairs case against him was in its disciplinary phase.
The purpose is to prevent the stain of a criminal record because of some issue, some dependency that person may be dealing with.
Attorney Daniel Moynihan is Patterson's attorney, and he spoke with us earlier this year when we looked into how the BRAVE Act is used. He's represented a number of police officers who are veterans who have had criminal cases against them dismissed.
Is the BRAVE Act a good thing?
Oh, I believe so, absolutely. You know, there are many veterans out there who have gone to battle for our country. They're coming back with issues. PTSD and the symptoms of the various symptoms associated with PTSD.
Through his attorney, Trooper Patterson declined to speak with us about why he resigned. His attorney would not say if his client will now try and collect a disability pension. Mike Baudette, Five Investigates.
You can draw your own conclusions, I guess, whatever you think, but just as they were reaching the discipline phase of their inquiry, ready to, punish him, he decides to resign himself. So if someone said, hey, it's not looking good for you.
He was the guy that got in a fight with somebody, right?
There was more to it than just masturbating.
That was part of it. There was, I think he tried to intimidate some people.
He tried to use his police force.
Yeah.
Powers or whatever.
Yeah. It's just, it's one of those catch-22s, right? Because you never want to say anything bad about a troop that has come back and fight, but also, man, it's really shady if you go fight and then come back and you're trying to say that because you're like a bit of a perv and kind of like a douche that it was because you were over there,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know,
but like, you can use it in your favor if you need it, right?
That's
there
exactly
are people,
what
there are the, genuine people who suffer from that.
Yes,
and you feel for them, and that's that's understandable.
But right,
the people who just use loopholes to help themselves, that's totally different.
I'm not sure, like him making out with a chick and being in the middle of like a concert triggered any kind of
PTSD,
right? But. But you know, that's the thing, right?
Maybe this triggered his PTSD.
It was all Luke Bryan.
I'm going to be honest, though. This is the only good thing about COVID. These people can't get together.
They still will.
True. Oh, man. Remember parties?
Yeah. partying on the beach with all your country music friends.
Yeah, I do not remember parties.
No.
Either way, whatever this guy has been up to, he's no longer a state trooper. You know, probably a good thing either way.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with issues so bad that you can't stop jerking yourself,
then you
probably shouldn't be a state trooper anyway.
And he was probably about to get disciplined for the whole, like, intimidation thing that he did.
Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You know, when he was there.
Right. Just because the federal charges were dropped against him, there was still an internal investigation going on, and they were ready to make their decision, and that's when he decided to step down.
So, yeah.
As I say, one could come to the conclusion that he got a heads up that it was going to be bad and decided to step down before he was let go.
Yeah.
But that's just an assumption.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, off to our next story here. This one's disturbing. Just to give you a heads up, a little dark-sided.
Okay.
Police found a severed human penis and balls in an Australian electrician's freezer.
How'd they get there?
While investigating the removal of another person's ball in an alleged castration fetish act.
Oh, okay. So he's into it, and people will sign up for him to do it.
They sign up for it?
Yeah, they sign up for it.
I'll collect kit and boodles.
Is that what they call?
Kit and boodles.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, that's that's crazy. So people are letting him do that to him?
Yeah, yes. That's the way it is. It's like they'll go on forums and it'll be a guy who wants to get rid of his.
Jesus.
And he'll say, I would love nothing more than to chop yours off.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is.
That is a very disturbing fetish.
A lot of people do it just to themselves.
Right, I know, I've heard of that, but I've just never heard of this type of...
It's a bizarre, like, mutilation fetish.
Yeah.
It's, like, less crazy than the guy who allowed some dude to kill him and eat him, right?
Right, yeah, I saw a horrifying thing on that. Like, this guy, it was in Germany, I think, and, like, this guy basically allowed a guy to kill him and eat him.
Yeah.
It was dark.
For, like, a fetish.
Pretty dark.
Yeah.
So the pictures of this guy are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is the electrician.
Yeah, it says, I can tell.
27-year-old guy named Ryan King.
Well, I'm going to chop off Dwayne today. Well, hi.
He lives in Australia. Yeah.
Right. The Australian version of, well, hi.
Yeah.
Well, hi. That's perfect.
Georgian, Australia.
Good eye. Yeah. Good eye. Good eye.
I do like that.
From shrimp on the barbie.
The only Australian phrases I know.
That's all. That's all I got.
It does look like that's how he could sound.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There he is.
Good eye. Just going to slice off your genitals. That's all right.
That is so crazy.
But he keeps them. Keeps them.
Yeah, he keeps them.
He keeps them. At least one set.
His trophies.
So police and paramedics were called to a backpacker hostel the other night. They found a 26-year-old Sydney man with his genitals partly removed. The man had arranged to be partially castrated by Mr. King in one of the rooms at the hostel. Mr. King works as an electrician at the Queensland Performing Arts Center and, I guess, volunteered for the homeless center. It's believed he's not medically qualified, but he taught himself castration from online research.
Oh my God.
He used what they believe was a cryopen, a device for removing lesions such as warts and skin spots with nitrous oxide under high pressure.
Oh my God.
He blasted their bits off.
Yeah.
Jesus on earth.
Jesus.
After finding the allegedly mutilated man at the hostel, police searched this electrician's apartment, and that's when they found a full penis and set of testicles in his freezer.
It's like Dahmer-style stuff.
So that I see a picture of the, is that the
that's
device?
The pen. That's the device.
It doesn't seem big enough, but I guess when you combine it with...
Well, what it does is it's probably like freezing cold.
It's freezing
at
it
the
off.
Very...
So he's cutting the whole thing off?
Like the whole package.
With the cryo pen?
Well, I guess depending on the person. So yeah. The one in his freezer obviously wanted the whole package cut off. Yeah. This guy wanted one ball.
One ball like so he could probably castration. So he could go back.
Jesus.
You know, like really you got three chances to enjoy it if it's your thing.
Wow.
That's wild. I can't even believe they would give anybody one of those pens.
Yeah.
So some guys just out there walking around with his dong and balls cut off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know what, though? Like, we've seen some body.
Yes. Jason the Jew.
We've seen some body morph people that have cut it all off, like on purpose.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's that Pain Olympics or whatever.
The Pain Olympics is the worst.
That's like self-mutilation stuff.
So, police report no complaints have been made about the unidentified set of dong and balls. So, no charges have been laid yet.
Yeah.
Because if no one complains, they can't file any charges. And you would assume if someone wanted that, their bits cut off, they're not going to complain.
Right.
The man who allegedly had one testicle removed by Mr. King was taken to a hospital for surgery. He's in stable condition today. Police did charge this guy with one count of act intended to maim. He appeared via video link in court yesterday. His parents were in court for the appearance of their son. He was denied bail. They say that this guy was bullied as a student at a private boys' school.
Well, hi.
Hey. And he had Klinefelter syndrome.
What's that?
Klinefelter syndrome. It's when a male is born with an extra X or female chromosome, and it can cause small, poorly functioning genitals. So he was born with a baby.
Yeah. So he's micro.
And this continues to happen.
So he's micro, so he's fascinated and he wants to take others off.
That's wild.
That has led him down this crazy, crazy trail.
You guys are lucky.
Yeah, he's pretty messed up.
You guys are lucky I haven't done anything like this yet.
In that picture, that guy looks pretty normal, you know?
A normal kind of Australian electrician.
The first one, at least that voice,
for sure.
That is the well high.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I don't know. He doesn't have like a beard or anything.
He just seems like, you know.
He's just like
average guy.
Average dude.
Well, he's got a smile like I just cut a guy's.
Yes, I cut a wiener off.
Yes, he looks a little uncomfortable on his face.
Got a wiener in the freezer.
Ha! Hey, are you here for your appointment?
Well, welcome to the hostel.
They're wondering if there are any other victims of this guy. And can you call it victim?
That's my thing.
I don't know if you can call it victim if you said, hey, chop my dick off.
No, you're not, really. Yeah. You're not a victim.
No.
That one guy in Germany got charged with murder because the guy basically asked him to.
But he still got charged with killing a man.
Yeah, I think so.
So detectives there are now investigating what they believe is a growing underground fetish scene in Australia in which men are volunteering to have their genitals or parts of their genitals removed.
Jesus. The conspiracies are true. They're trying to get us guys to remove our stuff and turn us into women.
That's it.
That's the conspiracy that's out there.
Mm. My God.
It's true.
What goes wrong with you when you A, want your stuff removed,
right.
B, want to remove other people's stuff?
No.
I guess it does kind of explain it if he has grown up with the tiniest of unfunctioning dongs.
Right.
And so he's just hates everyone with regular functioning penises.
And he's in Australia. So like every guy.
It's all hot dudes. Yeah.
Every guy looks great. They're all probably huge.
Right.
And so he's
just chopping them off and keeping them in his fridge.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a weird find. I bet police find all kinds of stuff in people's freezers. It's nuts.
They probably don't like looking in there.
Yeah. No, like, I'm thinking about this is the Dahmer case, right? Like, so that dude was keeping body parts in a freezer and a fridge.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then somebody, I think one of the neighbors, he's got like a really funny neighbor that lived next to him.
Uh huh.
And she does all these interviews about it. And they were like, would smell, they kind of could smell death in the hallways. And
my God,
got weird.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It is so hard to wrap your head around that you'd be on either side of this situation.
Right.
Yeah. Want yours removed or want to remove them.
Disturbing. Yeah.
But I've never heard of it done by this kind of pen.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really know how it works. But if it's like
it's a cryo pen. So, yeah, it does.
So when I worked in
nitrous oxide freezes it, right?
Mm-hmm. It either, yeah.
Yeah.
But it does it cut is what I want
to
know.
It seems like it cuts.
If it cuts. So is it just a high pressure?
It blasts and freezes until it comes off.
Right.
So we just need to go, I guess, around the whole package. But then what about what's like, left behind?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you cover up the big gaping dick hole?
I wonder if
pull the skin over and...
Yeah, and the freezing might cauterize it in some weird way.
That's what I'm thinking. It must just like kind of heal up.
Wow. Just...
It's a less...
I'm so glad that even though mine is a tiny, unfunctioning one, I still want to keep it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hurt it. I don't want them hurt.
No. You know, that's good, Chuck. Stay strong.
I don't want any of those parts hurt.
Stay strong, my friend.
Yeah.
Don't go see guys like this.
Yeah.
Get them to blast it off you.
The old coolant filter.
Hi. Welcome to my hostel.
You going to freeze my wiener off?
It's so weird if you went to stay in the hostel and then in the other room there's a guy getting his balls.
I wonder what happened there. Did he go, like he volunteered at the hostel seeking people that might... be able to prey on?
Someone traveled to him is what I would say. Like these forums, they're from anywhere.
Talk on the forum and set it up.
Set it up.
Oh, so he traveled to him and then he set up at the hostel. He's like, I work at this hostel. You can get a bed here. We can do it in one of the rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like he probably was on the dark web looking for people or something.
Yeah.
Someone says, how do they pee?
You just, because...
They're your empty.
There's like, still like hole. Just holes there.
Yeah.
Like the guy who did it for, you know, body modification, he just had like just a hole.
So what happens? Okay, this is the last question I have. Yeah. So the one guy he did got his whole unit removed, you know, but this guy who then ended up in the hospital, he just wanted one ball.
And I really think that that's so that you could do it again and then do it again.
Hmm. But
like you do it, heal up.
So you take one ball. He does his freezing gun and takes one ball off. How do you repair the damage you've left?
I don't know.
This is the thing. He obviously went online and he learned like how to stop the bleeding. How to? I mean, he learned it all. I'm sure it's all out there.
Yeah, I could watch a YouTube video.
Right. If I can fix a car, I can castrate
you think
somebody.
You could find that online, but you can find it.
I guess you could find stuff. I mean, probably not just on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, not on YouTube.
I'm sure you have to dive a little deeper.
I'm sure the forums that they're on has everything, right?
Esther has a comment joining us here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Hi, Esther.
Hi. Thanks, guys. So I grew up on a farm, and my grandfather had something similar to that for castrating cattle.
Oh, like one of these like freezing pens?
Yeah, but it was a lot bigger because it was bulls.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Bigger balls.
Yeah.
So he'd just freeze them and lob them off.
Well, basically what it does is it stops the blood flow to the testicle, and over time they fall off on their own.
It just rots off?
Oh, my God.
So it's the same way, like there's rubber bands, there's a pinch, and then there's the freezing. And so all three of them work by cutting off the circulation, and they shrivel up and fall off.
Oh my God.
But then how does that explain the dong and balls in his freezer?
Unless I have no idea what he did. I'm just telling you what my grandfather did.
I wasn't directed at you, Esther. But thanks for calling in, a young lady named Esther. We appreciate it.
Young Esther.
One of the few young Esthers I've ever spoken to. So the two options are one guy, when his fell off, he sent them to him.
I think that dude kept it.
Or he was doing it a different way when he took the whole package.
Yeah, because you don't have any idea how old those are.
No.
They could have been in that freezer for 6 years.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy.
Super nuts. But anyway, if you want to see this guy and the pen he used, the pictures are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Bad. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A woman in California ordered some food from a cheesecake factory. Got a little surprise in her husband's pasta, though. Mm. What was that surprise? Here's the story now from Fox Los Angeles. Take a listen.
But there has to be some type of responsibility.
Lori Graham is concerned and disgusted after she claims her husband's food from Cheesecake Factory had a glove in it.
My husband was eating his fettuccine
alfredo. Me too.
It looked like a condom.
And he thought it was hard chicken or some overcooked, you know, cheese. And come to find out, it was a latex glove that had been melted into the food.
Graham took several photos.
My husband's diabetic and high risk. Immediately, it's like this pit in the bottom of your stomach, and you just feel nauseous and sick. He, in fact, ran to the bathroom.
Graham says she called the restaurant in Santa Monica immediately.
This afternoon, we did get a call from someone from Cheesecake Factory who apologized, which is nice, and offered us a $200 gift certificate to come and eat there again. But really, is that the price of life, of not knowing, of negligence, of, you know, possibly my husband could have been exposed to who knows what?
Cheesecake Factory is responding to the claim, saying, quote, "We are very concerned to hear of this complaint and are reviewing our food safety procedures with the restaurant team. We are also reaching out to the guest to express our sincere concern and to apologize for this failure in service." But Graham says it's not enough.
For trying to support the businesses because it's so tough for them right now, you know, and then something like this happens, it's really just a stab in the heart when they say, let me give you a gift certificate.
And Graham says they also care for her husband's elderly mother, who is a cancer survivor, so she's trying to determine if they should quarantine themselves for a few days just to be safe.
I just want to ask a question right off the top. So she's very concerned for the businesses to keep them going. So she's supporting them and giving them her business.
Yes.
But then something like this happens. Now she wants them to give her tons of money that they don't have and don't have coming in.
Part ownership of the cheesecake.
Right. I'm just
wondering, you know, $200 was not enough for her.
$200 is not enough.
I don't know how they do it there at Cheesecake Factory. So whatever. But all I know is some of these chain restaurants, because, you know, when I worked at Red Lobster, this is how they did it. If you ordered a pasta, it was like pre-bagged. They'd open the bag.
Yep.
And throw it in the microwave, and that's your pasta. It wasn't like they were boiling fresh pasta and making your, you know, lobster fettuccine alfredo or whatever.
Right.
It was all prepackaged, pre-bagged, and just warmed up to go. So that could have happened before it even got to that restaurant. And as you saw, it was
pre-melted
that
in.
Glove blends right in with that food.
Yep. And it was covered in sauce. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it does imply a big vat of the pasta being made, and just a glove fell in there and the main, wherever they make it, in some factory.
I've been going to a lot of restaurants and seeing the gloves on the ground, and I find it very unappetizing.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I know. It's no good. Like, gloves are everywhere. I'm glad it's never been in my food.
Jamie's with us here. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Thanks. What about you?
Hey, I'm leaving out of Home Depot listening to your story about that glove, man. I swear to God, I had to pull over and puke. That was just the nastiest thing ever.
Hold on. Did you hear our story about guys getting their junk chopped off?
Yeah, that just makes you feel a little unweird down there, but I could, like, visually...
Well, it looked like...
Right, hold on. The castration, fine. A glove and some Cheesecake Factory pasta.
Well, I mean, gloves are gross.
Totally not good.
All right, man. Well, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah.
You had to pull over.
You had to pull over and throw up.
Yeah.
It's
quite a reaction.
That's on the lighter side of what we've talked about.
It's like good that they're wearing gloves, but it's just like, I don't like where they end up.
So people are making some comments about the story on text message. Hey, he's a diabetic? Why is he eating at the Cheesecake Factory?
That's a good question.
And why is he ordering like a big fatty pasta dish, if so?
Yeah.
Someone said, I did find a glove in my chicken, broccoli, and ziti at a pub. All I got was free dessert.
Oof.
Yeah.
Should have held out for more on that one, maybe.
Pub ziti. You don't hear that a lot.
Pub ziti. Going to your fresh pub ziti?
Going to the pub for some ziti. No,
don't,
it's a regular
don't
Thursday.
Do that.
Someone else said they found bones in their chicken at Chipotle. Ended up giving them gift cards for 5 free meals.
Mm. Bones, though, I mean, I'm like, I'm ordering chicken. There's some chicken bones.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can understand
it. Much more acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been way more upset if it was a domer, though.
I thought it was
a condom. I did. I was like, oh, no, no.
Dude, I don't know what I'd... That would just devastate me so hard. If you'd I found think, a condom in my...
You'd want to find it right off the top, though, right? you'd want to find it right away.
Yeah.
Like, open it, and there it is.
Yeah.
Instead of... It's
oh
at the
God,
bottom
you
of the
eat
pasta.
The whole thing of pasta, and it's, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you've eaten around it.
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
you would
no,
never
no.
eat pasta again. No, and that's
my
devastating.
God. Mm, that would suck so bad.
No, and it's that Alfredo style. It was like... It would have made me just
the gloves
super creamy.
Yeah, this is super creamy.
Super creamy.
Couldn't tell what was what.
And glovey.
It was very glovey. I found glovey. Your pub's eating glovey.
Okay, but. So let's just say, you guys, we're ripping into this woman. You go to the Cheesecake Factory, you get your pasta, it's got a glove in it. They offer you $200 gift card. Do you say, okay,
yeah,
that's enough, walk away? You hold out for more? What do you like... I think she's going a little over the top here, but is $200 enough?
Yeah, I think that like
$200 worth of cheesecake can almost get me to do anything.
So true. Would you want to go back there after that?
For the cheesecake.
Just for the cheesecake.
I'll take $200 worth of cheesecake to go.
I feel like that one's like an honest mistake. You know what I mean?
Well, and like I said, if they do it the same way that Dave's talking about, then it's a big industrial mistake somewhere. Right. It's an industrial cooking factory where someone was probably handling noodles and accidentally, you know, they took their glove off and one fell.
Right. People's rings fall off, and
you know,
all kinds of stuff.
And what are they going to do? They just made 14,000 pounds of pasta and they're going to scrap it all.
Mm.
You know, some guys like, I just dropped my glove in there, but we can't say anything.
Right. And they may not have even known, right?
Yeah.
If it was reported and they didn't do anything about it, different. But chances are some guy lost his glove and doesn't even know it's in Boston
right.
somewhere.
And he's like, I'm not taking a chance on losing my job right now.
Lee is in Boston. Hi, Lee.
What's up, guys? Penis and balls.
Uh-huh. Penis.
Just want to say, I actually used to be a manager for the old Cheesecake Factory here in Boston. And I just obviously see this as like a money grab. Somebody who just wants to get their face on the news. I mean, it's a little ridiculous that this lady is complaining about getting a $200 gift card, even though it was a simple accident. It got overlooked. I'm so sorry. Here you go.
Mm.
You know, but this is just ridiculous. I mean, I've actually had to deal with a customer who actually found a gold crown from like a tooth in a cake from the Cheesecake Factory.
A tooth is in the cheesecake?
That's terrible.
The tooth, the gold crown had fallen out of somebody's mouth and was actually in the cake. And the lady kind of understood. It was baked. Hey, it got up to temperature. There's no disease. But still, I mean, that is something where I was like, all right, that's a little crazy. It's a little ridiculous. What do you want? I'll take care of it. But this lady is just trying to get her face on the news.
Oh, Lee.
I
just said, Lee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just one quick question for you. How do they make the pasta there? Is it come in prepackaged?
So they cook the pasta. Sauce probably has been changed to where it actually comes in, but they used to make it fresh daily. So I'm not sure exactly what it's done now. I used to work with them for like 8 years ago.
Okay, so right. Things could have changed.
Yeah.
All right, man, thanks for calling and appreciate it. Oh, listen, I think I'd rather a glove in my pasta than a gold tooth in my cheesecake.
Yeah, that would really
be
a cheesecake.
I don't want that.
Cheesecake sullied. I just had some cheesecake from there.
Just leave that cheesecake alone. It has to be pure. And
no crowns.
I get like if you drop a ninja star or something and something and it like just obliterates somebody's mouth.
Right, right. Like their jaw came
That's
right
like
off.
Lawsuit City.
Yeah. Right.
But like the other stuff, it's like that feels like some guy has got a crown on his tooth. He's trying to make you some goddamn pasta, you know?
And I really do think that that glove was sitting on the top. And I'm sorry, I feel for you more if you've eaten half the pasta. Mm. It didn't look like anything was touched. They were like, what is that thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's a glove. Right, close it. You know, a domer, 90% in.
A domer.
I mean, you deserve more.
Well, it's just obvious you were cooking naked with just a domer on.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Someone said we found a chewed up straw in our steak fajitas. They offered to remake the fajitas for us, but we just said no and left.
I get being, like, losing your appetite.
Oh, absolutely.
Being like, you know, just not going to pay for it. I just, okay, I'll go home.
Yeah, like I had a friend just go somewhere and get some food. And I don't know if it's harder to get a good piece of meat or whatever, but he was at a place that's known for having good stuff. And he said something was really wrong. Like, really, really wrong with it.
Mm-mm.
Like, it, you know, when you have, like, a spoiled piece of meat or something, your mouth, like, your mouth knows.
Almost rejects it,
it's
right?
It's like your mouth
knows. It's like
knows.
If chicken's too raw or something.
That type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was like, ooh, no, something's real wrong. It smelled funny.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they took care of it, obviously. They're like, oh, my God, we're so... Sorry, we'll make you another one, but it's like, no.
Yeah, I can't even possibly eat right now.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Matt's in Boston talking about this woman in California found a rubber glove in her husband's pasta from the Cheesecake Factory. What's your comment?
So when I was like, I don't know, 14, 15, I had a Capri Sun that I was just sucking down. And out of nowhere, I forgot where we were. I think we were at a park or something. And I just, something went up through the straw and down my throat. I was just, bleh! And I take it out and I start pulling it out and it's just this long piece of, I don't know how to describe what it was. It was almost like a piece of wet paper towel that came up through the straw. It was the grossest thing in the world. And we tried to contact them and they just,
you know what, dude? It was probably like some sort of mold or something, because that was a big problem they ended up having. Yeah, you probably like it was mold that you pulled out.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Stop
it. Stop
it.
Yeah, because. Up on the air.
Oh, gotta go. Had to cut him off.
Oh,
I had
God.
Some of those.
Oh, my God. That's a first.
The kids had some of those Capri Suns way back in the day, and they were like on the bottom of a, what I would call the juice drawer, where it was just always full of different juice for them to drink.
Yeah.
And it was, they had put a clear bottom on them. So that you can look in.
Well, that's what they had to change it up.
Right.
So people could inspect to make sure there was no mold in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was like all those juice pouch people, like not just Capri Sun. But that, we made that guy throw up. But that's what it was. It was probably like a piece of mold.
Like it was mold. Like and
the whole top of his juice probably had a mold layer buildup, and he...
Got it all.
Ooh, it's tough. That's a tough thought. That's a tough thought.
Yeah,
I don't like things going up a straw. It's why I have a problem with any kind of shake where, like, my kids will get an Oreo shake.
With chunks in it?
And I'm like, why? How?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? When I get something that goes up the straw.
See, I don't mind it.
Remember when I...
That's
had
all
the
I was thinking.
Indian
was your noodle.
Shake with the noodles in it. There was noodles in the milkshake.
Noodles. Like that's all noodles. I know, dude. I think about it every day.
But they were meant to be there. Never order a falooda.
Right.
No, well,
just saying.
We'll do it.
No. If I have a problem with an Oreo shake, I'm not ordering a falooda.
Yeah, no, you're not. Faludas.
Listen to this. Once found a rotten black tooth in my dish at Friendly's after I had gobbled it down.
Not so friendly.
I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Rotten black tooth.
A rotten tooth.
I'd rather take your gold crown.
Gold over that.
Take your gold crown, not your rotten black tooth.
Well, because that means it just came right out of your mouth.
It just rotted right out of your mouth.
We've seen some teeth, you know.
Like that Ukrainian lady or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
whose tooth fell off on the ear.
Yeah.
The newscaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a rotted tooth. I'd have problems with that.
Big problems.
Oh, my God. Major problems. It would not be cool with your black tooth.
But, you know, like you never know who's cooking it.
That's true.
You know, he's just trying to make his...
I like a place where you can see the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I love places where you can see the kitchen. Yeah.
Dave and Chuck the Freak, the only show that'll make you hard and puke on your way to work.
That guy, you made him realize what he had done, and he's like,
oh, he did. It's tough to think about it.
Yeah, no, it is. I think you had like a big chunky piece of... It happened to me once with... It wasn't, I believe, mold. Remember one of my shakes, my protein shakes?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting in here, and there was like a, I think just like a little film for
yeah,
on top.
More chunks.
Oh.
So that
new fresh chunks.
Yeah. I did it. It was in the studio here one day years ago.
New chunks.
I have a buddy that we make puke all the time. He has.
Like, just, that's your goal. He has, set out.
No. He listens to the show. He's a big fan of this show.
Oh, yeah.
And he will be driving, and we'll talk about something like this, and he's got to pull over and puke all over the place.
Oh.
He pukes all the time.
Someone else just puked hearing
what?
That.
Yeah. We make
there are people
puke?
That puke.
Oh, my God.
I've almost puked in here like 150 times.
Yeah, yeah, me too, but I thought it was because of the visuals we're seeing.
Yeah.
I can't imagine just listening to it, but I guess people are more coming up with their own kind of
thing. I've never almost puked on this show.
I know, that's amazing, but you've got...
but I just go somewhere else.
Quite a constitution.
Yeah.
let's go to Walter in Rhode Island. Hi, Walter. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing okay. You had a story you wanted to share.
Yeah, so I was at a restaurant with a bunch of friends, and I'm chewing on my salad. I get to the very last piece. I put it in my mouth, really dark place. I start chewing. I'm like, man, this is a smoky tasting piece of bacon.
Uh-oh.
And I'm chewing. And all of a sudden, after like, you know, a couple of seconds, maybe 30 seconds or so, I spit it out onto my plate, and it was a cigarette butt.
Sorry about that. I dropped that in there when I made your salad.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty because I chewed on it for a while. It was a nice restaurant, so I thought I was chewing on a really nice thick piece of bacon at the end of my salad.
That's no bacon.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, God, in a dark place, too. You don't know. You're just chewing
away.
Now
I almost puked.
We found a fault in the Constitution.
I went to a place, I won't say the name, but it was like, I was like sitting in the drive-thru and there was a dude smoking from the restaurant. You know what I mean? He asked me if he could use my lighter or something. And I was like, here you go. And then I was like, is this where you smoke? He goes, yeah, sometimes we smoke in the restaurant too. And I'm like, okay, see you later.
Cigarettes. Eating somebody else's cigarette.
That was abroad in the bag,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like, sorry about that. See, oh, yeah, that's mine. You can see the lipstick.
I've been cooking here for 25 years. Yeah.
I hate seeing them in an ashtray. I just hate them. So the fact of putting it in my mouth and eating it.
Disgusting.
Not realizing it and being like,
what is this?
Well, to keep chewing on it, you're like, that is the weirdest bacon I've ever had.
And like I said, I had like an ice cream thing one time where I was like, ooh, the top of this tastes like ashes.
Ashes. And your ice cream?
Yep. It was like ashes were mixed in.
Did you throw it away?
No.
you made it through?
I sure did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It made me really wonder if someone in there was just, like, really upset. And they were just, like, you know, ashing into toppings.
It tasted like ashes. I couldn't continue to eat it.
Yeah. I grew up with a buddy whose dad would, like, make breakfast sometimes and he'd smoke.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen ashes fall into food and stuff. Because he would, like, hold it in his lips and...
Oh, yeah. Those, as he's trying to do it.
So wrong. Freddie's in Boston. Freddie, what'd you find?
All right. Hello, Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We ate at this little deli in South Boston on a regular basis, you know, three times a week. Great deli, good sandwiches. One day I got a tuna fish sandwich. Beautiful tuna, big, chunky white tuna. Eating my sandwich about three quarters of the way through. I'm sucking on some. I'm thinking it's a big hunk of tuna. Mm-hmm. It's a big hunk of tuna, so I sucked on it for a little bit.
Hey, oh my God, you're doing a lot of sucking.
Yeah.
It was a Band-Aid.
Oh,
spitting on the table. My boss was there. He orders the food all the time. Called up the place, just about shut him down. Now, I'm a chef. Things do happen. Mistakes do happen
when
you work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it happens to yourself, it's very nasty. I did go to the hospital. I did get a tetanus shot.
It was nasty. You were sucking on a Band-Aid like it was a lozenge for a while.
That Band-Aid was on my toe.
Blood Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's more funny.
Hey. Could have been covered in pus. You never know.
Oh, pus Band-Aid.
No. You never know.
Pus Band-Aid.
I'm going to throw up.
All right, Freddie. Thanks, man.
Pus. But sorry.
And to me,
on my mind. I'll be on the thicker the Band-Aid, the more trouble. Like, you know what you're getting into. Like, if it's those little mini ones, you're like, okay, that was probably like a tiny little.
Yeah.
But it's thick.
I just think of Dom Periscope.
Yeah. I can't remember.
He's like, there was a fingernail in my food and a Band-Aid. And he's like, the fingernail was holding a Band-Aid on, sir.
Oh.
It was gross.
I'm very, very weary of taking this next one.
Do it.
The Chinese restaurant.
Oh, my.
Well.
Oh boy. Buckle up.
That's a wild one.
Jason's giving me the thumbs up. He's giving me the thumbs up.
Well, he claimed he was going to make you throw up, so we'll see if he's
right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'll just listen in one headphone.
Anthony?
That'll make it better.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, penis balls.
Penis to you, sir. All right, Anthony. This woman in California, rubber glove in the pasta, she says, from the Cheesecake Factory. What'd you find?
That's nothing. So I was eating a chicken finger from a Chinese food place, and I'm halfway through it, and I feel something in my mouth. And it's kind of stringy. I pull it out. It's a curly, looks like a pubic hair. But the worst part is it has a blackhead attached to the base of the hair.
Oh, my God!
It was infected.
Oh, my God!
So they popped out like an ingrown hair.
And there was some extra with it?
Yeah, it had like that little juicy little
shit. Shut it up!
It had like a little bit of skin and...
Off yourself.
And we've all seen them. We've all seen them. You know exactly what it is.
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
Okay, Anthony, you bastard, get out of here!
Probably, and I don't want to say this, but I want you to think back. I want you to think back, Dave, to Asian girl that you happened to see for a little bit, and her grandmother who had a mole.
Oh, you're a son of a. If I could throw something to the plastic shield,
COVID protection.
Her grandmother had a mole.
A mole with a giant hair,
big hairy mole.
Focus in with on those things.
Oh.
I've seen some crazy moles.
How long was that hair that would grow?
Too long.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a pubic hair.
Okay, Lisa Way!
Lisa Way.
They get infected down there,
Ew.
You can fall off your herpes.
Well, with infection comes pus. And
Jesus. You get out of here, too.
Jesus.
Everybody leave.
I didn't say that.
Yep. It's the truth.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
With everybody.
A lot. I will watch. I know it's weird, but watch like YouTube videos of people having those things pulled out. Not pubes, but it's like, levels. You know, beard hair that's like ingrown hair.
You're disturbed.
When they pull them out, whatever is on the end of that hair, it's wild. It's way deeper in your face than you could ever imagine, too. They're way down in there.
Like heart pain from
you
that.
Okay?
Oh, no.
Feel good.
Heart pain. That's not good.
Oh, God. That was disgusting. No.
Yeah, I can't watch those pimple popper shows.
It's probably butt hair.
How did it get in a food, though?
And can I just say on a different note, who orders chicken fingers from a Chinese restaurant?
I don't know.
That was a wild start. Yeah,
I don't know what
I think there's a lot of Chinese food places in different bigger cities that are kind of like they do Chinese food, but they also do like
some American
something like that type of thing. Like there's like pizza and Chinese food or
right. They'll have like hamburgers and Chinese food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it said. Y'all mother effers need Jesus.
No, it's true.
A few more quick calls, I guess, here, because how could it get worse than that? Let's go to Nathan. Hi, Nathan. Hi, Nathan.
Nathan.
Hi, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
How's she going, eh?
Pretty good, eh?
So, you know those nice little fresh marketplaces you can go to get fresh food? Mm-hmm. Bought a prepackaged salad that we were about to share and happened to bite into a caterpillar.
Oh my. That actually, I think, happens more than you'd imagine.
Oh, I bet.
Because they were in the produce.
Oh, yeah.
Nice
fresh caterpillar on the fresh greens.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you keep it
Some
down?
Some of them are poisonous.
Yeah, they are.
No, there was no keeping that down.
No,
That's back in the package, back in the market. No dinner that night.
No, for sure. No dinner for quite a while. We're going to get one more caller here. Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Good. The story I was going to share is years ago, my mom was at some kind of luncheon somewhere at a fancy restaurant. Anyway, she got the salad, and she started chewing on it. And something kept chewing and chewing, and it turned out it was somebody's chewed gum.
I'm chewing someone else's gum. I'm chewing someone else's chewed gum.
Bubblicious.
No.
Two waitresses were sitting behind her, and the one waitress, she overheard the other waitress say to the other that, I don't know.
Oh,
we lost it.
Wow, big chewing gum to shut it. Hilarious. Whatever that was.
Yeah, obviously one of the waitresses was like, I don't know, I lost my gum.
Yeah.
I guess apparently every Chinese restaurant in Boston serves chicken fingers.
That's what I figured.
Just so you know.
Huh.
That's not too crazy.
I didn't know that.
Wouldn't be my go-to place for chicken fingers.
No, it's not like you go there for Chinese food.
It's not like they're Chinese chicken fingers. They're just chicken fingers.
Right.
Yeah. How are they making them when there's pubes in them?
Exactly.
That's right. Butt pubes with pus on the end.
Yeah.
They're probably like, here, this is for the John Wayne that doesn't want our food.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a special bio.
Rare extra.
I made these a special pubes.
So
I got a big infected spot.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.